How's it going, man?
Going pretty good. How you doing?
Good, good. When'd you get here? Friday?
Yep. All right. Been there Friday.
Specifically for you, like, what's I know you guys are limited, like, in the physicality stuff. Like, I get this. For you, it's about mentally understanding these long play calls, right? Just what's that kind of been like for you?
Oh, you know, it's been different, you know, getting here and kind of opening on the playbook and seeing what it's all about. But, you know, there's a lot of similarities in the playbook from what I did in college to here. So it's, you know, it's just familiarizing yourself with all the stuff and just kind of trying to get down. And, you know, I mean, you just listen to a certain part of it. There's a certain part of the play call that pertains to you. So you just listen for that, go out there and run the play.
Yesterday, did you mainly do guard or tackle? What did you
just left guard yesterday.
Left guard, okay. Did you start there? I think you started right tackle, right guard, and left tackle at college, right?
Yes, sir.
For left guard?
No, just for the East-West round game.
How do you feel at left guard? I feel like people always assume it's a tackle kicking inside the guard, but it's really not that easy unless you're on the same side, right?
It's a little bit different. It's a little bit of an adjustment at first, but, you know, I played left guard at the East-West Shrine game, so it's not too uncommon for me. You know, it's just bumping down inside. And, you know, I'm a little more comfortable coming out of right-hand stance at guard, but that's, you know, it's nothing I can't, you know, can't handle at left guard.
One thing I'm interested about you, and I want to know what you think about it. I'm sure you're waiting to see what happens when you get the pads on in August. But are you more comfortable in space on the edge, or are you comfortable inside kind of moving these 340-pound guys?
You know, whatever the team needs me to do, whatever's best for the team, I'm happy to do it. You know, I'm comfortable at both positions, so I'll do whatever's best for the team.
Do you feel like you have the skill set to chip in at tackle if you need to? Like, you feel like that's something you can handle on this level?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I played a lot of games of tackle in college, and I think, you know, I could compete for a spot at tackle if they needed me to go in there. Whatever's best for the team.
So I know there's only been one practice, so you've done just left guard, but are you getting a sense, I guess, even in practices and in the room, that at some point will play some tackle? Like, have you begun the process of cross training, I guess I could say?
You know, right now it's just mentally just preparing yourself for, you know, what could happen. You know, and you know, Coach Heck has told me I might get some tackle reps here in the next couple of days. So, you know, it's just mentally preparing myself to know when I get bumped out to that position, I can, you know, make that switch easily, and mentally it'll be an easy switch.
Since we last spoke to you, have you hollered at TK yet? Travis, have you?
Yeah, he actually took me out for sushi the first night we got here. So
how did that go, bro?
Went good. It was good to see him again. So the last time I saw him was probably last year in spring ball. So okay. Yeah, we were good friends in college.
And last thing for me, you know, I'm always interested in guys who go from tackle to guard, because especially in this offense, there's a lot of, like, doubling and then kicking to the second level, right, on, like, zone runs. I mean, how comfortable are you getting to the second level and squaring guys up? Because there's a timing thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how comfortable are you doing that?
I feel very comfortable doing it. You know, I've done it, had to do it throughout college. You know, whether I played guard, tackle, you know, you have to get on the second level. You have to have a good base when you because a lot of linebackers will butt you up. A lot of guys are not afraid to hit you. So, you know, you got to, especially my frame, being a big, tall guy, you got to have a good, you know, good base and play with low hips. And when you get up on the second level and not have your feet close together, you're gonna put on your butt.
This is actually the last thing for me. You watch a lot of pro football before this? Like, okay.
Yes, sir.
Which lineman do you kind of see, like, do you like kind of have some of the stuff that you want to be? Do you know what I mean?
Probably either Alex Boone or Joe Staley. I mean, Joe Staley went to the same high school as me, coached by the same head coach. So I heard about a lot about him growing up through the ranks in middle school and freshman, sophomore year. So
two good guys.
Yeah.
Okay. And just right now, currently, that left guard position seems pretty wide open. I mean, when they drafted you, and were you aware that position was open, or what's the mindset coming into this camp before OTAs?
You know, I didn't know before I'd gotten drafted about, you know, the Chiefs' availability, you know, possibly at guard, but after I got drafted, I kind of looked into it. But, you know, obviously the best, Coach Reed's going to put the best five guys out there, so, you know, we're all just competing to get a spot out there, so best five will play on Sundays.
Is there any pressure trying to pick up this offense so you can hit OTAs running?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they're throwing all this stuff on you in 3 days. I mean, But it's quick. I mean, you gotta be able to learn fast, and once you get out there, you gotta be able to perform. So putting it all together is a big part of it.
What are you doing for Mother's Day?
What's that?
What are you doing for Mother's Day? You call your mom today?
Well, actually, I took my mom out for dinner. You know, got her a gift before I left. Come down here, but, you know, I'll call her when I get a chance later today.
You celebrated before you came?
Yeah, I already took her out and got her gifts and everything.
How do you like Kansas City so far? Have you been out to anything besides sushi?
Haven't got out and done anything yet. You know, I like the city a lot, you know, just kind of wandering around the area with Travis. Travis kind of showed me around a little bit, but, you know, it's, you know, I came from the city in Cincinnati, so it's kind of like the same thing, but, you know, obviously there's a little more country out here too, so hopefully I'll move out there when I, get a place around here.
Okay. Thanks, Parker.
Thank you, guys.